After 10 years of digging, workers on the Gotthard base tunnel were just about to make a dramatic breakthrough when Swissinfo's Luigi Giorgio went to go get a first-hand look at what will be the longest railway tunnel in the world. Giorgio has been blogging about his time with the miners, not looking for facts and figures, but rather to see what life is like during a massive undertaking so deep down. He starts on October 11th, with 4 days to go.
It seems the village is still asleep when I arrive in Fido. Slowly, the lights go on in the containers the miners call home. I check in at the reception. I'm nervous. During the most intense and busiest week for the miners, I'm prepared to be given the cold shoulder. But I'm given a friendly reception at the office, and I'm comforted by the warm greetings and smiles from miners in the canteen. October 12th, 3 days to go. Until a few days ago, workers were removing rock at a rapid pace. They were afraid they wouldn't make the breakthrough in time. Now people are hoping that the last part of the tunnel won't cave in. In all, 26 million tons of rock have been excavated. That's enough to build 5 Giza pyramids. Now, only 1.8 meters separate the Fayado miners from their colleagues on the other side in Sedrun. It's a stereotype that miners are rough, introverted types who don't enjoy company. An Italian mechanic brings me some spirits after lunch. He can't wait for the festivities. Not because of history. He's impatient for the feast. October 13th, 2 days to go. 6,500 francs a month, a secure job, and a great relationship with colleagues. What's the catch? The darkness. Douglas, a Venetian, is not made to stay underground. There's not much air. The noise is continuous, and you must always be alert. Inattention or fate can play cruel tricks. But above all, there's no sunlight. In winter, people on the day shifts don't see the light for days. Douglas goes crazy. Ruin your health at the age of 25? Not a chance. When he earns enough money to build a house, he'll get a normal job. He won't attend the celebration on Friday. Tomorrow he's off for 5 days. He prefers to return to his wife and son. The party is in the tunnel too, and who wants to go there in their free time? Others will never go back. The youngest was just 23 years old, a guy named Salvatore. He met his fate in the tunnel on January 21, 2005, a cruel and cynical day. Andrea went next, followed by 6 more. Their photographs will be the first to cross the threshold during the final breakthrough. It's not just engineers and politicians who are awaiting the completion of the Gotthard base tunnel. Some of the residents of Fayado Palmengo are eager to see the end too. The grinding of gravel isn't loud, but after a while it can be pretty annoying. Just like the dust and the constant noise of the machines. There's a sign in the garden of one house, for sale. Just a few meters away, noise protection walls threaten to choke the house. But as an old man tells me, the situation has improved. He says not every Fayado resident was happy to get a party invitation, but he plans to go. The noise was never a problem for him. He has insomnia. October 14th, 1 day to go. Some of the workers are born miners. Some miners are made. None are in it for the glory. They think about friends who've died, their homes and families, so far away from the black hole under the ground. There's less than 24 hours to go until the big event. The atmosphere on the construction site itself is more relaxed. No crowds, no stress. 2 workers are happily piling their luggage into a car. Destination? Germany. There's no work tomorrow. For me, I'll board a massive elevator and drop 800 meters into history.
At 2:17 p.m. on October 15th, a massive boring machine broke through the last remaining bit of rock. It'll be 7 more years before the first trains can use it.